Hey there, this is Seth Juarez from Channel 9, coming to you from MVP Summit 2015 here in Redmond, and I have a special friend. Tell us who you are and what you do, buddy.
My name is Prabhjot Singh Bakshi. Uh-huh. I'm representing India in this summit.
That's fantastic. And so all the way from India, you're an MVP.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about what you do.
I'm an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. I work as an investor, mm-hmm. trainer, and I'm a lead for various startups in India. Mm-hmm. And besides this, for the last 6 months, I've been extensively working on a program called Azure Cloud Campus. Mm-hmm. And that's an initiative by Azure Program Manager in India.
That's awesome. So that means you're an Azure MVP.
You should have.
I know. I love it. Like, you got the whole special Azure thing going on.
Azure Fabric.
I see. Yeah. So tell us a little about sort of the startup stuff you're doing.
In fact, in India, the startup culture is coming up in a big way.
Awesome.
There's a huge investment from government, state government, and Indian government. Mm-hmm. We're creating this ecosystem. And to be very frank and honest, I agree with the young generation that this is a time that you should not code for others. You should code for your heart, your brain, and come to Azure. We'll give you legs and wings. So uh-huh. come with your idea. We'll give you legs and wings to reach out to millions and billions of people across the globe. You know.
That's awesome. So currently in India, we opened a new data center. Is that right?
Yes, yes. We're pretty excited. I'm super excited about it. Mm-hmm. Imagine Office 365, Azure, everything is going to be live from India data centers. You know. And this is going to be amazing, you know. And I tell you what, there's one thing which is very important. This initiative is going to give a boost to the innovation in Indian market, you know. As a result, what's going to happen very soon, maybe in a couple of days only, you'll see few ideas will go
trickle
to the
up,
exactly. Go to the sky, will live on cloud, mm-hmm. and maybe they'll stand up any storm competition, and the idea will get converted into product, and it's going to be world famous brands coming out of India.
So let's talk a little bit about how do we get an idea all the way out? I mean, how do you do that? You say you're talking a lot about ideas. How do we get these things to work?
It's pretty simple, to be very frank. If you take idea stands for what? I stands for idea.
Uh-huh.
D is for design.
Uh-huh.
So idea needs to be unique. Then comes design. Design has to be user-friendly. It should be customer-oriented. Then is E, that's execution.
Of course, and that's probably the most important part too.
But yeah, you should be first to execute. Mm-hmm. And the last part, which is more critical, you should be fast. And that's where A comes in, that's Azure. It gives you scalability. And in a minute, you spread across.
That's
so
awesome.
So idea and Azure are made for each other.
That's awesome. I love the way that you said it needs to be fast. So put it on Azure, because you don't have to stand up all this infrastructure. You can sort of scale out, do whatever you want there.
Exactly, and in minutes it happens, you know.
That's awesome. So someone mentioned to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, that your son was able to go through the whole idea process with Azure. Tell us about that.
Okay, that's interesting. You know, last year, I was working extensively with the startup community in India, mm-hmm. and I never realized that I had his passive learner at home, mm-hmm. his class 5th grade student, 9 years old.
Yeah.
He came to me and he said, "Dad, I need a BizSpark account." I said, "You don't qualify."
He was 9?
And he's 9.
That's amazing.
And I said, "You don't qualify." Then he said, "No, I want to open my company. I want to have my own startup." Mm-hmm. I said, "What are you going to do with the startup? You have an idea?" He said, "Yes, you know, my wife actually, she stitches tailor-made dresses, mm-hmm. and she's doing on a no profit, no loss. She used to do it, and she used to circulate it among her friend circle through Kree Party." He says, "Why not take that skill and go to the Azure and make it global, you know?" This is how it all started.
So he made a website to sell them?
Yeah, he made a website. So actually, it took time. It took 15, 20 days. And
15 to 20 days is not a long time for, how old was he when he did it?
Nine years old. And in fact, he
still, I was still picking my nose at 9 years old, and your son's building websites on Azure. That's awesome. And he was attending?
He attended the Azure Night, mm-hmm. Which was an exclusive event done by Microsoft India,
uh-huh.
where all the features were taught throughout the night. He was awake for 12 hours from 6 p.m. till 6 a.m.
Oh my goodness.
And he attended all the Azure camps, and then YouTube he used, and he created an e-commerce site. So he gave an e-commerce push to his mother business.
That's awesome. And again, I'm going to put the site up so you can see it. Sure. But some of the stuff that your wife makes is beautiful. And together with sort of the entrepreneurship of your son,
exactly,
going from idea all the way to Azure,
exactly,
I think was awesome. So let's change gears a little bit and let's talk about sort of education. You're also in that space as well.
Yeah.
Tell us a little about your work there.
So there are two things I'm doing currently. One, I have a certified course with Manipal University.
Mm-hmm.
And there I think we cut a video in a year back,
mm-hmm,
and it got very popular, and we have around 600 to 700 students enrolling every month.
Wow.
And it's like from US, from Middle East, from Malaysia, you know, various countries, they enroll for this course. And
uh-huh,
at the end of the course, which is three months long, we do have an interaction over webinar. They get a certificate from university, you know.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And I think it's one of the unique thing I have it. And second thing which I'm doing with the college campus program in India is that we're going to colleges and promoting, driving Azure awareness. We are getting them on board. We're basically guiding them how to adopt Azure in for their services and infrastructure.
That's awesome. So you're an MVP for Azure.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the work you do in the community, obviously with you and your son as well by extension.
Yeah.
So what are some of the stuff you do in the community as an MVP?
We go to various colleges,
mm-hmm,
now. And that's what I'm talking about, Azure Cloud Campus. And I demonstrate the entire thing by using my son. I said, if he can do it, he's 9 years old.
Yeah.
It's time for us to adapt to cloud and bring your idea. And let's go on. I mean,
that's awesome. So we recently had AzureCon. Tell us what your son did at AzureCon in India.
In India, in fact, he anchored the entire evening. And he was talking about Azure as such, that how he demonstrated also that how he can create a website,
mm-hmm,
in like 20-25 minutes,
uh-huh,
a full blown e-commerce site.
So any last words you want to tell our viewers that they're watching out there?
Okay, here probably I want to be honest,
uh-huh,
and frank with you. My real business comes out of Linux on Azure.
And that's interesting. I mean, there was a recent announcement today about Linux on Azure, that they were supporting Red Hat.
Yeah.
Tell us about your business and how Linux is forming an important part of it on Azure.
I'll be frank, you know, both the target audience, you know, which the area, the space I'm working, one is the startup community, the other is colleges.
Mm-hmm.
Both the places I've seen Linux, very prominent and up, Java language and PHP.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the three technologies which are very vibrant there, you know.
Right.
And all I do is like I demonstrate how these can be easily ported on Azure.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I'm so happy that Microsoft has embraced this technology, because it has all of a sudden increased my pie of audience,
mm-hmm,
and probably customers added every day, and they're all new. They're non-Microsoft technology, you know.
And that makes sense, right? Because as technologists, I think we need to stop caring about how we're computing.
Yes.
We really care where you're computing, and if we can make it easy on Azure to compute with anything, it makes it a lot better for you as a sort of a consultant, right?
So to be very frank, now it's all about idea. Any technology, it could be PHP, it could be Java, it could be .NET, it's all about idea. If you have an idea, this is the right platform to be in, and you could be the next rock star.
Like your son. Thanks so much for spending some time with us. Again, we're here at MVP Summit, learning some really cool things that are happening in India. There's a data center there.
Yeah.
There is people making websites that are 9 years old, e-commerce websites. You have education. And if you're an entrepreneur, now is a great time to be using Azure if you have an idea. Thanks so much for watching. Again, we're here at MVP Summit 2015. My name is Seth Juarez. This is Channel 9. Take care.
Thank you.